open in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. And, this is part of what the Jews refer as the Pentateuch. The Pentateuch, Penta, of course, means five. It means the first five books of the Bible, and they were written by Moses. And, of course, here in Genesis chapter 12, we're talking about Abram, who would become Abraham. And Abraham was dead and gone for a long time before Moses even showed up. And so all this stuff was given to Moses by revelation, and also because of the how long people lived before the flood, the great flood, we have where there's just, two or three generations different that covers hundreds and hundreds of years. And so you're able for grandpas to pass down to their grandchildren these stories of old of what, God had done. But at any rate, there are two things that pop out for me in this message that we read from Genesis chapter 12. And the first thing is that you are never too old to be used by God. And so, verse 4, well, first, in verse 1 of chapter 12, now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. And I will bless those that bless you, and the ones that curse you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Okay? That's a pretty interesting blessing, but he's not making any mention of how big his family is going to be, how it's going to bless, how it's going to bless so many people, where the land is, how much land is there. He's just saying, I have a plan for you, and it's time to leave. And verse 4 says, so Abraham went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he left. Okay? Now, this is after the flood. People didn't live to be 900 years old. They lived to be 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, but, like around here, you can live to be 110, but there aren't too many of them hanging out, okay? And so the thing that I see on this is, number one, God is directing Abram, because he's not become the father of blessing yet. God is giving him a challenge, and when he fulfills that challenge, then he becomes Abraham. But he's giving Abram an order. This year, 75 years old. You've got your house decorated just the way you like it. And Mrs. Moses, she's happy the way that things are. Excuse me, Mrs. Abraham, Sarah, she's happy just the way that everything is. And the friends, my goodness, how many of you, when you left where you lived before and you came to the Grand, how many of you had all sorts of friends, especially church people that you would have over to your house? I mean, that's a whole, another lifetime now, isn't it? And so, God just kind of shows up and says, hey, Moses, got something to do. It's going to require, that you leave. Well, where are we going, Lord? Not telling you. Okay, I'm just letting you know that you're going to be blessed, and through you I'm going to bless all the people of the earth. Okay, well, that's a nice, innocuous answer. Doesn't tell you too much, except God says he's going to do something good in my life. And so he up and leaves. He's 75 years old. Sarah's 10 years or so. Sarai, at this point, is a little younger. So she's, let's say, 10 years difference. Let's say that she's 65. I mean, how many of you ladies would say, yeah, let's go ahead and sell everything and head out on foot to where? We don't know. Where are we going, Moses? Can't tell you. Why not? Because God hasn't told me. Okay, Moses. Excuse me, I did it again, didn't I? Abraham. Abram, all right? And yet, hey, this speaks highly of Sarai, doesn't it? Abram says, let's go, and she goes. All right? And so they went. And so I want you to see, the first thing I want you to see in this little passage of Scripture is that you're never too old to be used by God. All right? Even if it doesn't make any sense, you're never too old to be used by God. And now I want you to notice something else also, that he's now 75 years of age. He doesn't experience the completion of this blessing till he's 100 years old. That's 25 years from now. You know, I was telling Terry the other day, you know, hey, you ever get that urge to go out there and start up another church? Terry said, no. No, I have no desire to go out there and start another church. That's what we did for years and years. We started 44 churches around the world. And so, yeah, you get to that point where you say, okay, I've earned my rest. I've earned my retirement, now I'm just going to sit back and enjoy. But enjoy all you want to, you're never too old to be used by God. Amen? That's the first thing I want you to remember. So, starting in verse 4 then, so Abram went out as the Lord told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed Haran, and Abram took his wife Sarai, and his brother's son Lot, and all the possessions that they had gathered, and the persons whom they had acquired in Haran, and they went forth to go to the land of Canaan. And so, something that I noticed here was, it just wasn't Lot and Sarah, it just wasn't Abraham and Sarah, they also took Lot. Now, Lot was Abraham's nephew, the son of his brother. Okay. Lot was kind of one of those also-rans. I don't know why Abraham had Lot. I don't know whether his brother couldn't afford him. Maybe he was, you know, got in trouble with the law. I had to go stay with Uncle Abraham for a while. I don't know what the story is. But Lot went out with Abram. Now, if you remember, as they are sojourning in the land, they come to a place where the shepherds of Lot are getting into fights with the shepherds of Abraham because of the water for the sheep. And it becomes a great big to-do. It's a big point of dissension. And so Abram finally says, look it, I tell you what we're going to do. You choose where you want to go, and I will go in the opposite direction. And that's when Lot looked at Sodom and Gomorrah and those lush green fields and all the running water, the wells and the streams and all of that. And thinking of his uncle, he said, Uncle, I'll let you go over here where the pasture is the best for the sheep. No. He said, I'm going this way. Okay. He took what appeared by the flesh to be the best way. And so Abraham, true to his word, went in the opposite direction. And it didn't take too long for Lot to get into trouble. And others, there's all sorts of stories about that. The other thing, what I wanted to say, not only are you never too old, but you have to be careful about who you take on your journey, because family is family, but not all family is really up to seeking the best that God has for him. And even though Abram thought it was the best thing to take Lot with him on his journey to seek out whatever it was that God had, the taking Lot along became the point of a lot of trouble with Abram. And as a matter of fact, he had to go and rescue Lot, and you know, there's just all these things that were going on, and so I would say that because you have to make sure that you don't let self and the flesh get in the way. That God has great things for each of us, even at this age. But, like I was, you know, arguing with God. They asked me this morning at the men's breakfast, when are you going overseas again? And I said, I don't know, probably never. Get to be an old man. Don't know if I can take all this international travel or whatever. And I know that would please Terry to no end. But that's not fair to her, but she doesn't like it when I travel. She worries, and that's because she's a good wife. But the bottom line in, I'm starting to get old. And I got to thinking after I said that, wow, who's putting limitations on your life? You or God? See, and sometimes we put our own limitations on our lives, which is unfortunate. And then other times our lives are limited because who we have chosen to bring along with us, okay? Now if we have husbands and wives here this morning, that doesn't mean you gotta leave that old rascal behind and go on and serve God, okay? We're not having any marriages breaking up here. But, you know, not everybody can appreciate your desire to please the Lord. People will look at it and say, that's nonsense. We had a food ministry that we started here, and a lot of people said, this is nonsense. We don't need to be doing it. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of hassle. And yes, it was a lot of work, but it blessed a lot of people. And there are memories from that time that, you know, will bless my memory forever. But we don't. If God wants to say no because in his infinite knowledge he knows what's going on and what the future holds, that's fine. But we need to be careful about us saying no. And then secondly, who we take along on that journey. Because sometimes we bring the elements of the world in with us and then God is not able to bless that. Nowhere did it say that Lot was a recipient of God's mercy and his promises and all that. Although he was delivered miraculously from Sodom and Gomorrah, still that wasn't part of the promise. Abraham's and Sarah's son was part of the promise. Amen. And so they traveled 25 years before that time, when it was the time for Sodom and Gomorrah to come to an end. And here's Abraham, and he's out in his front yard, and the angel of the Lord appears, and they are there because they have business that they have to do in Sodom and Gomorrah. But it was also a time when God is sharing with them, next year at this time, you're going to have a son. That was 25 years later. He's 100 years old. Sarah is 90 years old. How many of you ladies up for having another baby? Terry and I, we love grandchildren. You can fill them full of sugar and send them home. Revenge is sweet. Amen. All right. You don't want to start another family all over again. But wow, here they are. A childless couple, been through everything together. He's 100, she's 90, and in this, you know, which that's getting towards the end of life there, you know, at 100 years old and 90 years, and God blesses them with a son. Amen? So, God knows exactly what he can do with us. Amen? And if you have a desire to do something for God, you believe that he is calling you to do something that's going to serve the church or serve our neighbors up and down the hallway, whatever, don't let that excuse, well, I'm too old to get involved with something like that. Don't Don't let that keep you from what God has for you. My goodness. You know, I can, if God were to come to Terry and I and he says, I've got a place that I want to send you. It's over in the hill country. Home on Lake LBJ. You know, and all of these beauty things. You know, I could say, oh, I'm up for that. Let's go ahead and go. But he didn't do that with Abraham. He came along and said, I got a place for you to go. Where? I'm not telling you. How long is it going to take to get there? A while. A while. It's going to be a while before we get there. And then he tells Sarai, and she buys into it. Wow. All right. And ladies, I tell you what, I have to admire you for what you have done with and for your husbands over the years. Amen. Some of us guys can come up with some pretty harebrained schemes and or ideas, and there you are. Just, okay, darling, whatever you want to do. I promised Terry. I promised her. I said, darling, you will never have to worry about us moving to Houston, Texas. That is the nastiest town I have ever seen. The traffic there, they don't have freeways. They have long, skinny parking lots there. And within just a few months, here we are in Houston, Texas. So, and she gladly came along. And, so don't let you deprive yourself of God's best. Amen? That's the devil's job. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But you don't have to help him. Amen? And it doesn't matter how old you are, or how sick you are, or how tired you are, or whatever. God has something for all of us to do. And I'm not saying be prepared to hear from the angel of the Lord tonight. All I'm saying is that if he does come, then don't automatically use the age card. I'm just too old. Because Abraham didn't do that. Sarah didn't say it. Matter of fact, the reason that Ishmael, his son was named Laughter, Isaac. The reason that Abraham and Sarah named their son Isaac is because in the Hebrew tongue, Isaac means laughter. And so when the angel of the Lord, which was Jesus Christ, told Abraham that a year from now Sarah's going to have a baby, she busted out laughing. She's in the tent saying, that's the funniest thing I have ever heard. Has anybody looked at me lately? You know, this ain't happening. And the angel of the Lord said, oh, I heard that little laughter. Okay, so guess what we're going to call him? And so they called his name Isaac, and he became their laughter. Amen. I can imagine being that old. I mean, it's almost like having a great-grandson instead of your own son. But, oh, my goodness, how that must have blessed that old couple, as all they were trying to do is just live for God, and now God has given them this little blessing. But they didn't say no. That's the whole deal that I'm trying to get across today. They didn't say no. That didn't relieve them from heartache. It didn't relieve them from life's problems. But it sure did open up a whole basket full of blessings because they said yes. Amen? All right. Well,